You're listening to the Rubbish Trip Podcast. Two no-waste nomads talk trash with people in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Today we are sitting in the reading room at Soulscape, a beautiful accommodation and many other exciting things space near Raglan. And we are sitting here with the co-founder of Soulscape, Phil McCabe, who is also, or has been, the chairperson of Kiwis Against Seabed Mining for the past 5 years. So we're very excited to be talking with him about both of these projects. So thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me talk with you.
So maybe we'll start off by talking about Soulscape. Would you be able to talk a little bit about what Soulscape is and what were your intentions behind creating such an amazing space like this?
Actually, today is Soulscape's 15th birthday.
Oh,
so
happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. Soulscape's an accommodation centre primarily. We sleep about 100 people in the peak of season when everything's up and running. And it's an eco-accommodation place is a way to describe it, with a bunch of other stuff going on. Yoga, massage, surf school, a food operation that's organic and vegan, and lots of organic gardens around the place, and yeah, it's quite a special place.
We noticed there are some pretty interesting accommodation architecture around the place, so where did you get the idea for some of those things, and you know, the cabooses, for example, where did they come from?
Yeah, so we inherited the cabooses. The people before us brought them up about probably 25 years ago. And so, yeah, it's a good, you know, it was some years down the track before we realised it actually a really good example of recycling and upcycling something that already had a life on the tracks, you know, and they've been up here for 25 years plus. So, yeah, and then a couple of earth domes. So they're earth bag buildings, which are really quite unique and very similar to rammed earth, the type of construction, but circular. And then we have another building off the side here called the Eco Batch, which is sort of a higher end contemporary building, but done in such a way that's pretty eco. Yeah. And then an off-grid camping area with teepees and bell tents up in the bush, and yeah, cool. Bit of a variety.
Cool. Yeah, and we've also noticed that everywhere around the property there are amazing veggie gardens. You want to talk a little bit about the sort of growing that's happening around here?
Yeah, so permaculture is a really big part of how we've developed the place, and you know, using permaculture ethics and principles. And our gardens are an example of that, you know, just full food cycle. So we run a cafe through the summer months, and all the food scraps go into a couple of composting systems that we have on site, worm bins and a hot composting system. And that feeds back into the gardens, and we were growing the food. So really closing that loop. I mean, food growing is just such a rewarding exercise to be part of. And it's a sensible thing to do, you know, like for our own health and for the health of the planet. And the gardens also play a sort of a landscaping role here as well. And, you know, we could have rolling lawns, which we do have plenty of rolling lawns, but we converted quite a bit of that into garden space, and it's now productive space.
The other thing you notice very quickly when you're at this space is, you know, you're up on a hill looking out over Narunui Beach, which is absolutely stunning, and kind of links into the other mahi that you've been doing, which is the Kiwis Against Seabed Mining. Would you be able to talk a little bit about that project, your involvement, and you know, why it's important to you?
Sure. So seabed mining is essentially open cast mining of the seafloor on massive scales as proposed in New Zealand so far. And New Zealand's really ahead of the rest of the world in this. The three applications that we've had here through the Environmental Protection Authority, really the first three in the world, in the Western world at least. And it's massive scale. So the one thing we've just completed a hearing process, and the EPA actually gave permission to the company to mine a 67 square kilometer area off the coast of Pātea in South Taranaki. Yeah. The company wants to mine 50 million tonnes of seabed every year for 35 years. And they'd be pulling out 5 million tonnes of iron ore to ship directly to Asia, and dumping 45 million tonnes of mining waste back into the ocean. So really inherently destructive. You can't get away from the fact of things are breaking as soon as they start. You know, it's not like deep sea oil where if something goes wrong, there's a big mess. It's as soon as you start, you're creating a mess. So really strong opposition from across society, Māori, farmers, fishermen, commercial fishermen, recreational fishermen, surf people who, you know, coastal people, and really profound opposition, yet the EPA approved the consent. So yesterday CASM lodged an appeal with the High Court, along with six other parties, including two iwi, commercial fisheries, and Forest and Bird, and Greenpeace as well. So yeah, it's a big thing and an important issue for the upcoming election as well. You know, there hasn't been enough talk through the election sort of cycle so far around how we manage our oceans. Our marine estate is 20 times the land area of New Zealand. It's the fifth largest EEZ, exclusive economic zone, in the world, and covers 1% of planet Earth. So it's we have the rights to the resources there and to benefit from those resources. But we also have the responsibility for caring for that marine estate. And in that marine estate is an incredible diversity of life. And these sorts of projects undermine the ability for the ocean to sustain that life. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there's a sort of inherent contradiction in the sense that we obviously get very upset when things like the ocean and the seabed are mined, but at the same time there's this awkward contradiction that often things are being mined because the level of consumption we've become used to as a society demands it? And so have you ever come up against that tension in the work of CASM, and how would you try and resolve it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it is. It's all driven by consumption. It's all driven by our, you know, societal habits. I mean, not all. Absolutely not all. There's also this massive thing called greed, where people just sort of dream up ways of making themselves very wealthy at the cost of other things. But really, the seabed mining thing is about extraction for resources to feed the habits of society. And particularly Western society that's highly consumptive. And, you know, we do need to rethink how we are on the planet and see, you know, really bring about meaningful change. It doesn't mean we live in caves and we don't, you know, enjoy ourselves and we, you know, but it's really just bringing it back into a balance where it can be balanced, and we're not throwing things over the edge, you know, or pushing things to the edge. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about how, for you, what is it about CASM, the work with CASM you're doing, that fits into what you're already doing with Soulscape as a combined philosophy?
I guess it comes down to the root of it is activism, and that's activism is a spectrum. It's a continuum from clicktivism, as some people call it, you know, signing an online petition with the VARS or one of those organisations or whoever, to putting your body online in front of a ship or a digger that's doing something bad or whatever, and everything in between. You know, baking a cake for a stall to raise funds for an organisation is a form of activism. And so it's inherent in all of us to be active in some way about things that matter to us. And I guess I've been fortunate to have these two vehicles to be part of, Soulscape being a creative space to explore and play with better ways or less impactful ways of existing on the planet, with buildings and gardens and, you know, just sort of how we try to operate the place. And that's been a real creative space in activism. And then the other side with CASM has been the side of activism that's all about stopping bad shit from happening. So, you know, I think it's really important that it's acknowledged there are two arms of activism. One is that creative thing, building good alternatives, and the other is stopping the bad stuff. And, you know, just doing the good stuff with paying no attention to the stopping the bad stuff will eventually undermine the good stuff. So it's important to keep both of those things really in mind, and vice versa.
Well, thank you very much for your time and for your beautiful whakaaro and for the mahi that you have been doing to create both positive change and to stop bad shit from happening. So thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Have a good one. Cheers.